those are things that, you know, really help us out.
But sure.
Because we don't want to overprocess it.
It is, you know, and as I said, our leases allow us to pass these through, but before it's been such a small amount, it'd mm-hmm. be like, okay, it's lakefront wants 60% of this bill, 40%. In reality, we, being HBL, should be paying for the roads and the, whatever. I mean, there's not much coming here, mm-hmm. but whatever we have. You know, and now we'll probably start getting maybe pressed on that by VCs and stuff, which is, you know, fine. It's just, I want to make it clear because it looks like, you know, you guys are already the bad guys, right? Taxing everybody. now it looks like we're sharing in it because we have to pass a bunch of this on. You know, and I don't think we're, you know, I've got two other camps that are just selling. And, you know, this one camp is, as I said, like 80,000 high, but, you know, it's only 335,000, so some, it is hard to get. It's not like a neighborhood where you go through, that one's worth 600, you know. We have an employee, Seth, who's that works here, who's selling his employee here, and you know, his is one of the nicer ones, and, but he's had to, you know, drop his prices because you do hit a point where, and he's not on the water either, where people are like, oh, you know, would I rather live on Hills Point or one of these little neighborhoods over here for $600,000-$700,000? You know, some people would, some people get scared of lease land. There's no question about that.
Seth and Glenn are out there.
What's that?
Seth and Glenn.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, he just bought one, right? Yeah. I should have brought him in. No. so anyway.
I think when we did it before, you guys were very good, and so was the Coats, with sharing your leases. And so we actually had good data to do an income approach.
Sure.
And I think that's what we did before. Yeah, and that's what we did before. And this time we didn't have that data. So
I don't think anybody asked this stuff, did they?
We sent out, I don't know who got it, but we did send it out. I don't know.
Well, Colchester has some mail issues too, as you're all aware. Because I didn't receive a couple of these until the appeal period was almost over.
Yeah.
So, and your appeals go for how much longer?
Till the 8th.
Till the 8th, and then after that you have to go to the
Board of Civil Authorities, but you have to appeal to the in order to go to the Board of Civil.
Right. So do I need to come in and appeal? Can we count this as all three?
We've done all three, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you share that with me, I'll have the good data, and then we can, I'll do an income approach on them, and we can
see if it's actually warranted.
But we'd never be able to divide these up, in your opinion, where we get it all on to the lot.
No, I think because of the way the ownership is, because the people own the buildings, and part of the ownership of the buildings is they're getting rights to the land and the location of the site. Mm-hmm. So what people are paying for when they buy the building isn't just the sticks. They're buying the location. So they're paying more for just the replacement cost of the building. And that's where it gets kind of hard when we go, okay, the replacement cost, less depreciation of the building. I mean, some of those buildings aren't worth
anything.
Yeah. But they're paying, you know, they'll pay $100,000 to $200,000 for it.
Yeah.
And that's part of that is that their right to use that site and have that building on that site.
The lease value.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, and our rates are relatively reasonable. I mean, some of them are lower than Oak Slip. Not really. Well, the ones down on the lake that are seasonal mm-hmm. might be $4,000 a year or something.
Yeah.
Probably less than it. They're equal to a campground.
Yeah.
For the summer. I mean, things have gotten out of hand. All right. Well, I can send you that this week, and then feel free to call me with any discussions or anything.
Yeah, just...
You know, because we, as I said, I already told you about this. I dropped out because of the...
I do have a question. So you can only sell to family members. What if all the family members choose to sell it to an outside company?
Yeah, I guess I guess we could do that. There's three families with currently there's actually only three, and the three each in the two others. And you know, we just, with divorces, we didn't want, you know, I don't like my current partners a lot. No, I should say, turn it off. no.